Take your holy book. Turn with us tonight to Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23. But I want to back up just a few verses. I want to back up to verse 36 in chapter 22. Verse 36 in Numbers chapter 22. And the Bible says this: when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto the city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is the utmost coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able to indeed to promote thee to honor? Now watch this. And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that the Lord putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they come unto Kirjath Huzoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam, and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the morrow that Balak took Balaam, and brought him up to the high place of Baal, that hence he might see the utmost part of the people. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go preadventure. The Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to a high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I prepared 7 altars, have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt offering, or sacrifice, and he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak the king of Moab hath brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, and come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse them whom God hath not cursed, and how shall I defy them whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I told thee to curse mine enemy, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me into another place from whence thou mightest see them. Thou shalt see not the utmost part of them, and shalt not see them all, and curse me for them from thence. And he brought him to the field of Zephim, in the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, go again unto Balak, and say thus. And when he came unto him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, arise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken to me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall it not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath it as it were the strength of an unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wroth? I want to preach tonight on this thought, Israel's place in God's counsel. Amen. Israel's place in God's counsel. And as we see this, and we see, you know the story, Israel has been out in the wilderness for 40 years, wandering in the wilderness because of their disobedience to God, for not trusting in God Almighty. And it comes a place when they start to enter into the promised land. They're going into the land and they're consuming those that they come in contact with, the heathen of those lands. And Moab sees them. And the king of Moab, Obelik, he comes out and he says, Balak, he comes out and he says, listen, I tell you what I want to do. He said, I want you to send. Said, we've looked at all of our options. He said, we've thought about getting some help from these other kingdoms. We've thought about looking at, but it don't look like the, well, glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout. It said, don't look like these other kingdoms is faring too well either against the anointed of God. He said, so what we're going to do? We'll just try to play in a different direction. He said, what I want you to do? He fell said, we need a prophet. We need a man of God. We need somebody that we can get a hold of. Praise God. And that'll curse this people for us. Amen. So they question around and they find this man Balaam, and they send Balaam. You know the story. It tells about it over in chapter 22 or 21, 22. How the battle is set up and how they go to Balaam and they ask him to come and to curse the nation of Israel. And Balaam says, you know, I can't do that. He said it wouldn't be worth it. He said, yeah, but the king's got to. Paraphrase. He said the king's got it. He's going to set you up if you'll just come do this little task for him. I praise God. He said he's going to set you up and he's going to honor you with the blessings of his kingdom. And Balaam says, hey, ain't no way. It ain't going to work that way. He said, Balaam answered, said this in chapter 22. And Balaam said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now, therefore, I pray you tarry you here. He said, hey, listen, just tarry here. He said, they've asked him. He said, no, I'm not going to go. He said, well, please, would you come back? Come back again. They say, would you please go? I said, the storehouse, the rich of Balak, I pray he's got to give you if you'll just come and curse this nation Israel. And Balaam said, listen, you tarry here tonight and let me just pray about it. Let me talk to God about it. He said, if God says it's all right, he said, I'll come out there. Now listen, God never intended for him to curse his people. God never wanted to allow him to curse his people. I praise God. Nobody, God never wanted nobody to curse the people of God. Amen. God's going to stand on our side, praise God, all the time. Amen. So Balaam, he sets himself there and he asked God about it. And God says, hey, listen, the more you go, you know the story. And so he gets his men together and he gets on his mule. He starts to head out of there. Of course, the mule balks on him, don't want to go because it sees the angel of the Lord there, praise God, and keeps him from killing him. And you say, well, wait a minute, preacher. Why'd God do that? Because he told Balaam not to go. He said, don't you go and don't you curse my people. Don't you do anything. It's contrary to the God of heaven. Amen. But then he said, you go. He said, you go ahead and go. But praise God, he said, you go. If you're going to go, he said, you do exactly what I tell you. He said, you say exactly what I tell you to say. So Balaam went. You know what God was doing? God was allowing self-will, amen, to be directed in his Balaam's life. Praise God, he had the opportunity. Tell them fellas, say, you know what? God told me not to go. And God, hey, God don't change his mind. God said it's wrong to curse my people, and I don't want you to do it. I don't do it at all. But then he gave him the objective, praise God, in self-will, to get on that mule, praise God, and to go down there. And Balaam took the opportunity. I say he wasn't looking at the spiritual things of this thing, but he was looking at the financial part. He said, you know what? Maybe I can get a little something out of it. Amen. Amen. Was he really concerned about the thing of God? No. Was he really concerned about the people of God? No. He was concerned about his pocketbook. Amen. And the Bible says that Balaam, he mounts up and he goes in. He gets down there and Balak caps him, and God, the first thing he does is, hey, he said, you know, I called for you. Why didn't you come? He said, why'd you tarry? Well, you should have got down here when I summoned you. He said, don't you know, praise God, that I'm the one that's able to promote thee to honor. I'm the one to lift you up, praise God. See, what he want to do is build up his ego. Amen. Say, praise God, I can make a name for you. Hey, you're over there, praise God, Mesopotamia, you ain't nothing over there, real glory. But praise God, you come over here and you do what I need you to do, and I'll lift you up. Everybody in the country will know the name of Balaam. Amen. if you'll just do this one thing for me. Everybody, praise God, want to get his name out there. There's a lot of people that want to get their name out there. They done this or they done that. I pray God, I don't care about none of that. But I want to care about the one, praise God, whose name is lifted up, high and lifted up above all names. I pray God, the good God of glory and my Savior Jesus Christ, just lift up his name and praise him and give him glory for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do, praise God, in the days ahead. Amen. God's still saving old sinners. The devil's a fighting harder than I've ever seen him fight in my life. He's a fighting on every hand. He's a fighting in every family. He's fighting in every home. He's fighting in every community. He's fighting in every church. He's fighting in every country. But praise be to God, I want to tell you tonight that we're on the winning side. Praise be to God. Hey, the world may want to curse us. The world may want to put us down. But I want to say unequivocally that God Almighty is on our side. Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen, praise God. Sometimes I wonder about myself. Amen. Sometimes I seem like me is against me. Amen, but God Almighty's still on my side. Amen, praise God, he's still a force to be reckoned with. Amen, praise God, ever-present help. My troubled soul, bless his holy name. So we see Balaam, he pulls up our Balak. He's done made the decision. He's done got to where he need to be. Balak meets him there and he said, come on over here. And then the Bible says that Balak went and he built an altar and he offered up oxen and sheep. And he sent the Balaam and the princes that were with him. And so on the morrow they come and Balak takes Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal. Amen. That thence he might see the utmost part of the people. Now I want you to envision this. So here he takes Balaam. Amen. Balak, and I don't know, he's not a priest. He's not qualified to offer up any. See, he got caught up in a ritual. Amen. He said, if we're going to appease the gods, amen, multiple. He said, if we're going to appease the gods, we better do their little ritual. So he makes the altars and he offers up the sacrifices on the altars. Then he gets the prophet. He says, now I want you to come down here. And he puts him up in Bel Peor, praise God, a place of the high places. Now, them high places, amen, they should have done been tore down. They will be tore down by the power of an almighty God. God wants to destroy the high places. Those places where they worship that's not God. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of high places in the country today. There's a whole lot of high places in the world today. There's a whole lot of high places in our government today. There's a whole lot of high places in our homes today. Praise God. They need to be torn down to the ground. Amen. Need to pull up to God Almighty and to rest in Him a while. So he brings Balaam up there, praise God. He stands him up there in Bel Peor. It's a wicked place where idols was worshipped. And he prepares a place and he tells Balaam, he said, now listen, son, what you want to do, I want you to curse me, this nation of Israel. He said, and Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering. See, it's his burnt offering. It ain't nothing for God. Hello? He said, I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. One thing about old Balaam, he did have enough sense to listen. God said, listen, you go down there, you go ahead. But said, you just tell them what I tell you. Amen. He said, don't you tell them nothing else. You just tell them what I've got to tell you or what I've got to tell them. Amen. He said, the Lord put the word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak and thus shalt thou speak. And he turned unto him and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice. He and all the princes of Moab, so they'd all gathered out there. Amen. They was excited about it because these people was coming in. Israel was coming in. Now you got to remember that Moab, praise God, is a descendant of Esau. They were half Israelite. But they had done determined in their heart. Esau done sold his birthright, praise God, to Jacob. And so he was already behind on the Lord, praise God. And he sold it with tears and he couldn't get it back. Amen. So they're waiting. They're listening. They're going to hear this man, this prophet curse the nation of Israel. And once they curse the nation of Israel, everything will be different. Amen. Listen to what he says. Then it turned unto him, lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all his princes. And he took up this parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram. Now I want you to notice some things right here. Balaam begins to lay out why he is there. Amen. Why, he said, he wants everybody to know why he's there. That he wants them to know that he didn't come on his own, that Balak had summoned him to this meeting. Amen. So it almost wonders if Balaam is already trying to justify his presence in this place. A lot of times we get into places in our life, praise God, if we ain't careful, we start trying to justify those places. Amen. Justify where we're at and why and where we're at in the time that we're there. Amen. Amen. But he tries to justify it, praise God. Amen. Praise God. So he begins to present this, and he begins to say that this presentation that he's given, praise God, it's of Balak and not of God. This representation is Balak's representation. It's not God's representation. This is not what God wanted to do. God never intended for anybody to come and curse his people. Amen. So he took a parable and he took up a parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, hath brought me to Aram out of the mountains of the east. Amen. So we see the representation here. He said, listen, this is Balak. He wanted me to come and do this. He wanted me to come and curse the people of Israel. Balak has called me out of my country, called me to his country to do this task for him. Amen. And he goes on and says this. He said, come curse me, Jacob, and come defy Israel. He said, this is why I'm here. He said, this is not God's mission. He said, this is Balak's mission. This is what Balak wants me to do. So he lays it out. He presents it to the people, praise God, so that beyond a shadow of doubt, they'll know what's happening. That's pretty sound stuff. Amen. We need to be pretty solid about what we believe and stand upon those facts. Amen. When God's, praise God, when God begins to lay things out for us, God begins to set out in His book, praise God, what we should stand for, the way that we should walk, and the ways we talk, and the ways we live our life, praise God. We ought to, the way we do that ought to correspond with His mission. What He's called us, praise God, to do. He said, how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Amen. Or how shall I defy whom God hath not defiled? So we see what's involved here. We see that there's a people out there, praise God, that God has called them and son to himself. Praise God, the nation of Israel. He called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, praise God, or Mesopotamia, same place Balaam was coming from. He called them out of there and he put them, praise God, where he wanted them. And he put them there for a purpose to walk with God and talk with God and to lead people to God and show them the God of glory. Amen. Why? What was involved? Is the people of God. Why was they involved, praise God? Because God had called them out. God had made a plan. See, they were part of God's purpose. Just like you and I tonight are part of God's purpose in the church tonight to get close and saved by the marvelous grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Get close, Lord Jesus Christ. Serve Lord Jesus Christ. Magnify Him and lift Him up. Praise and give God the glory for every aspect of our living our life. Amen. Because God has been so good to us. Praise His holy name. So we see the why and the who, praise God. And he said, from the top of the rocks, I see Him. And from the hills, I behold Him. Though the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Now you got to pay close attention to this. Because this is far reaching, way beyond this moment, this morning, there in the nation of Israel. Praise God, it's far reaching beyond anything, praise God. He said, because of the top of the rocks. Hope Balaam said, praise God, I got up here. I said, King, thanks for bringing me up here, praise God. From here, I'm saying, I'm getting a better view of things. Amen. Ain't it amazing how when God Almighty gets you up, praise God, He gets you up on those mountaintops where you get a better view of the things ahead. Now, he's only seeing a part of the nation of Israel, just a small portion of them. And he said, hey, listen, I just want you to, just that little old David, them little old people in the back, them little insignificant things, they don't amount to nothing. Those tribes in the very back, he said, hey, listen, they don't amount, Nathanael and praise God, and Dan, they ain't ever going to amount to anything anyway. Just go ahead and curse them. But he says, God has a plan and a purpose for these people. Praise God, he calls out from the rock. He says, I see them. And from the hills, I behold them. He said, looking out here, praise God, from where I'm at, from my vantage point, I can see the children of Israel. My, they're laying there in the valley. Praise God, I can see them as they're laid out. I can see them as they're organized. I can see them as they've got their children there, and they got their different designs, praise God. The signs that they have, their emblems, their banners, praise God, and they're scattered out, one over here and another over here, and they've got organization. And it looks like they've got power and they've got banners. Praise God, and they're waving them banners. It looks to me like they've got some authority. Glory, hallelujah. It looks to me like there's organization down there like I've never seen it before. Amen. Praise God. He says, hey, listen. He said, hey, these people, he looks off into the future. He said, people shall dwell alone. Amen. He said, hey, listen, these people will never be absorbed by any nation. Hello? He said, they'll never be absorbed. They'll never be taken in. They'll never become part of any other nation. He said, they'll dwell alone. Guess where Israel is? Guess where Israel has been? Guess where Israel is today? They're dwelling alone. Little nation is, it don't matter if they're American Jews or Russian Jews or German Jews. Praise God, they're still dwelling alone. They're still out there by themselves. Hey, listen, there's been a lot of times in history. Let me just tell you something that took place. The Jew has come into these different communities and they've got astounding knowledge, praise God. God Almighty has used them in a mighty way. He's given them wisdom and understanding more than any other people. That's why when we do dealings, that's why we always try. Granddaddy said, you always got to, if you want something, if you don't want it bad enough, if you don't Jew them down. Amen. Amen. They've all heard that. Amen. Because they are astute in business, praise God. They do business, praise God, as business. And they everything they do, praise God, they do it with a plan and a purpose. They do it for the glory of God. And every time they come into a place and people begin to pick them and they begin to use them and they begin to pull all the things they can out of them. But when they come to a place like they did in Joseph's time, when they rose up a Pharaoh that knew him not, they said, wait a minute, these people's getting too smart. They're getting too powerful. They're getting to be too many of them. We got to do something with them. And then what do? They try to exterminate them. Amen. They dwell alone. Old Balaam was prophesying things that would happen down through the nation of Israel year after year, century after century, decade after decade. Praise God, he knew what was going to play, and he prophesied it by the power of an almighty God. He said, these people will dwell alone. Amen, praise God. They'll never be absorbed. The Jewish people have never assimilated themselves into any society. Amen. They've never become absolutely a part of any society, no matter where they were. They've always been a separate people. You got the Jews in New York City, as big as New York City, you still got isolated Jews that still practice in Judaism, are still devout Jews. They don't assimilate themselves with that crowd. Amen. Balaam said, they're going to stand alone. But are they alone? Amen. We're never alone if we've got the power of an almighty God. Praise His holy name. He said, these people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Praise God. They're not going to be absorbed. They're not going to be assimilated into. They're always going to stand alone. And they're going to stand alone with God. I'd rather stand alone with God, praise God, to be in a great big crowd and not have God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Where me and God are, that's a crowd. Praise the Lord. He said, how do you know? Because he's a host of heaven, praise God, that stands with him. All the angels of glory are at his beck and call. Jesus Christ himself could have called down legions of angels, and one would have done the trick. Praise the Lord. But God, amen. He goes on in verse number 10, he says this. He said, who can count the dust of Jacob? Now listen to me. I'm going to try to hurry because there's a whole lot in here. We're going to try to hit it all. He said, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? He just pulled out there, praise God, where he could just see the back end, praise God, just a little remnant of them. Amen. And he said, pray, hey, from looking from here. He said, looking from here, said, I can't even take them all in. He said, and from what I hear, they continue to grow continuously. See, that's the way God Almighty designed it to be. When the famine hit in the land, praise God, there were 70 souls left out of Canaan and went down into Egypt. Amen. And this crowd that's with them, praise God, it's coming up out of Egypt, praise the Lord, and crossing through the borderline of Moab. They said it's estimated as well over 3 million. And they say it may have been estimated a whole lot more than that Balaam was looking out upon. Praise God. And God Almighty had done blessed His people, and He continues to bless His people today. I'm glad I'm His people, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. I'm part of the family of God. He said, but who can count the dust of Jacob and number the fourth part of Israel? A fourth part. He said, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his. Old Balaam gets excited, praise God. He said, hey, listen, praise God. If God is with him, if God's the one that's doing what I see him doing, he said, praise God, let me die the death of the righteous. Let me die with them. Praise God. God, if you're going to curse them, just go ahead and curse me too and let me die with them. Amen. Praise God. Kind of got excited within himself. He said, and let my life's end be like his. Praise God. Let me finish with God on my side. Praise God. I believe old Balaam was close to getting in. If he hadn't been like old Judas, hadn't have been so greedy, he might have got in. Amen. But greed rose up its head. And then the Bible says this. Listen to what Balak says. This is straight out of the book, youngins. He said, Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? He said, what have you done? What have you done unto me? Stop. He said, I took thee to curse mine enemies. Behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. He said, I asked you to come curse them. He said, you've just blessed them to pieces. You put blessings all over them. And Balaam tells him, verse 12, he said, the angel said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? He had enough sense to say, Lord told me to come over here, but just say what he said to say. Amen. You know what? We do that, praise God. God get glory out of it. Amen. The Bible said in the days that we live, he said, not take thought of what you say. I pray God, when they bring you for the matter, he said, pray God, just to trust the Holy Spirit of God. Just mind God. Just brag on the Lord. Say, praise God. Say, I'm here because of God. Amen. So Balak, he said, well, I messed up. He said, I messed up. Said, maybe if I take them to another place and show them another situation, then he'll curse God and this mess will be behind me. He said, pray, come, I pray thee with me into another place from whence thou mayest see them. That shalt see but the utmost part of them. He shall not see them all and curse them from thence. And he brought him into the field of Zophim to the top of Pisgah. You remember, anybody remember what top of Pisgah? That's the last place that Moses looked around from. God says, you go up there and tell you look around, let me show you what you're going to have. What I promised you, praise God. He said, you go up there and you look around. And Moses got up there and looked around from Mount Pisgah. And he looked around, he's seen all the way down through that vast Dead Sea, and he's seen all the way to the east, and he's seen all the way to the north, up to old Mount Hermon, shining up there, the highest part of Israel. Praise God, God Almighty told Moses, he said, praise God, hey, from that that you can see down there, to that that you can see down there, he said, I'll give it all to you, son. Amen. Praise be to God. And he took old Balaam up there on top of that Mount Pisgah. Praise God. And he said, now, said you look out on them. Praise God, and just go ahead and curse them for me. So they brought him to the field, opened them top of Pisgah, and they built 7 altars and offers a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering while I meet the Lord yonder. Amen. And the Lord met Balaam and put his word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. Now you watch this. He straightens him out here. See, Balak thought this thing was lined out now. He said, hey, this right here. And he said, maybe I shouldn't have showed him that in the beginning. I messed up. I should have brought him up here to begin. I should have brought him all the vastness of this magnificent place and see that little bunch of cockroaches down there. And hey, then he could just curse them, realize and pray God all that he could see could be his. I believe so. I heard somebody else offer somebody else about the same thing. He said, praise God, listen. He brought the Lord Jesus that high place of the Pentecost. He said, hey, listen, if you'll just catch up all and pray God, all this will be yours. Amen. He said to Balaam, and the Lord met Balaam, put words in his mouth and said, go again to Balak. And who came to him, said, behold, he stood by his burnt offering. And the prince of Moab with him, and Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? He's excited. He said, he took up his parable and said, arise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken to me, the son of Zippor. He said, pay attention, son. I've got something I want to tell you. The Lord does. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. Now watch this. So we see God's and we see Israel standing with God. Amen. Israel stand. How does Israel stands the same way that we stand. How do they stand? They stand in the character of God. Amen. The very character of God. He says this. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. So he says, Israel standing, the reason Israel standing and the standing they have is the cause of God's character. Amen. So he said, I can't overcome the character of God. That's who God is. I can't curse a people, praise God, because I can't get past the character of God. Amen. The character of God, praise God, would promise He'd love us and keep us and protect us all the days of our life. We put our faith and trust in Him. So we see Israel stand, praise God, the stand that they have because of the character of God. And then he says this. He said, how shall he not do it? For hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So not only do we just see Israel standing in the character of God, but we see Israel standing in the covenant that God had made with them. You got to remember, praise God, God had made Israel a promise. Amen. He promised them, praise God, that he would give them the land. He told Moses, all this land, praise God, will be yours. So God's character, God's covenant, praise God, the Israel's standing is in the character and the covenant of an almighty God. It's not in what they can do. It's not what they can accomplish. It's not in what Balak wants. It's not in what Balaam would like to have. It was in the character and the covenant of an almighty God. We have the same thing today with God Almighty in the new covenant of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in the death, burial, resurrection of a Savior, glory, hallelujah, and the saving of our souls. The new testament of Jesus Christ, the blood shed on Calvary. So we have Israel standing in the characters, have it in the covenant, but we also have it in the commandment. Verse number 20 said, behold, I have received commandment to bless. Amen. He said, what can I do with that? He said, I've received a commandment. The character of God and the covenant of God requires me to make a commandment with God to bless. All I know how to do is to bless, to encourage, to lift up, praise God. He said, I can't curse them. God won't let me. The character of God won't let me. The covenant of God won't let me. The commandment of God won't let me curse His people. See, that's what the devil would like tonight. The devil would like us to destroy the character of God and say, well, he's not really all that. He's not really able. He don't really care about you. The devil's a liar. Amen. The devil would like us to forget about the covenant and the promises we have of God. But he's a liar. The devil would like us to forget the commandment of God. He commanded us if we'd love Him, praise God, seek Him, praise God, He would abide with us. Amen, praise God. But standing on the character of God, the covenant of God, praise God, and the commandment of God. Praise His name. He said, and I cannot reverse it. He said, praise God, God's done said it, God's done it, praise God, and I can't change it, not one whit. He said, even if I could, I can't. There's no way for me to change, praise God, the will of God and the way of God. Amen. So we see, praise God, God lays out, he said, and because of that, he said, it's just that salvation of God that God has offered them, the salvation of Israel. And I can't change none of that. It's already pinned down. It's already accomplished. But notice what he says in verse 21. I like this. He said, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. So Balaam says, he says, when I look down at the nation of Israel, I see them down there. And what was they iniquity? Sure they was. Was they perverseness? Sure they was. But he said, when I look down there, praise God, hey, all I can see is an almighty God with his hand upon them as a shield, praise God, over every one of them. I can't see no way to get past that. I can't wait see no way to get through that. Hey, that's the same thing that the demons of hell see when they look down on us and they say, hey, listen, that's sinful. That was perverse. But praise God, God, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I've covered them all and they're all mine. Man, was they sin? Sure they was. Was they perverseness? Sure they was. But God Almighty, praise God, had done covering them with his character and his covenant, his commandment, his protection, praise God, to this people, the nation of Israel. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. So we see the Israel's protection. We also see that their promotion. They've moved up. Verse 6, and the Lord his God is with him. Amen. And the shout of the king is among them. Amen. Now wait a minute. Israel hadn't got a king yet. That hadn't happened. That was yet future. But old Balaam was a looking past now. He was looking into the future, praise God, and he was seeing a holy and a righteous God a-moving. And he was seeing a king, praise God, in a place where he would. Praise God, I believe he was looking to a king. I believe he was looking at past King Saul. I believe he was looking past King David. I believe he's looking by all them kings of old. And he is looking to the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who would be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. He would be there with them, praise God. He was promoted. They were promoted into a place, praise God, into a lineage of a king. Praise his holy name. Said he brought them out of Egypt. Amen. Not only was it perfection and promotion, but they was protection. And he offers them here. Said God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Amen. A wild ox. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, he brought them up, praise God. Not only did he bring them up, he brought them out of Egypt. So he brought them up into the promised land, unto a place that he had promised them, praise God, because he was God. I'm talking about Israel's place, praise God, in his counsel. God from the very beginning determined within himself, praise God, that he would be a God to these people that would allow him to be their God. Amen. I wonder today what's wrong with America, what's wrong with our families. We don't allow God to be our God no more. Amen. We choose something else and put it before him. Amen. And lose the protection of an almighty God. He said, God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, a strength of a unicorn. He has the strength, the power, praise God. Amen. And he says, because of that power that he has, listen to what he says in verse 23. And sure, there is no enchantment against Jacob. Is there any divination against Israel? Amen. He said, hey, I ain't got no power in them. Amen. He said, hey, I'd like to have the power I'd like to use my sorcery. I'd like to use everything, praise God, to accomplish what I need to accomplish. But say, I don't have no power against the God of heaven. Amen. The demons of hell and the sorcerers of the world. And I won't say tonight, they're real, praise God. These people that's practicing witchcraft and sorcery in the day and hour that we live. Why do you think half of our country is hooked on drugs tonight? The sorcery, praise God. That's where the word pharmaceutical come from. Sorcery. Amen. To alter the mind. They get us where we can't think for ourselves. They're doing it with drugs. They're doing it with our telecommunications. That's why I tell you, please don't get involved with the TikTok of this world. They'll infiltrate your mind and your heart and destroy you. That's what they're after to do. He said, there's no enchantment against Jacob. Is there any divination against Israel? Amen. Listen, he said Israel belongs to God. The truth of Israel's God belongs to Israel. He said, they figured out the truth. They know the truth. He said, I ain't got nothing I can persuade them with. Amen. I can't curse them, praise God, because they know the truth. You know, it's hard for the old devil to work against you if you know the truth. And the Bible said the truth will make you free. Glad I know the truth, don't you? Don't you? Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He said, it shall, and according to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? And they said, the truth, praise God, of Israel, it belongs to God. The truth, the triumph of Israel belongs to God. They didn't realize where God was. They didn't get up what God had done. See, hey, God had done brought them out of Egypt. God had done brought them out into the wilderness, brought them through the Red Sea. He done put them in different situations. He done give them the opportunity to go into the promised land. And they said, oh my goodness, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. God run them around in the wilderness for about 40 years till He got rid of that hypocritical crowd. Praise God, till they all died out. He said, now are you ready to go? Amen. I believe they was a group down there. I believe old Balaam looked out across them and he seen the crowd down there and he see that nation of Israel spread out in the valley and he seen the power of God all around them and he see the promise of God all around them. He seen those things that they had, the way they'd set up an organization and the power and the authority, praise God, that come from on high. And he said, there's no way we can curse these people because God's hand is upon them, praise God. Amen. And we see the power of God in the truth. We see the power of God in the triumph of this little nation. Why? Because of of God's counsel over Israel. Israel's place in the counsel of God. God predetermined, praise God. He said, I'm going to choose me out of people. I'm going to walk with them. I'm going to be their God and they're going to be my people. Amen. You know, God has always kept, Brother Jeff, He's always kept His part of the bargain. He does the same thing with us. But I don't think we've always kept our part of the bargain. We haven't always, praise God, allowed God to be our God. Amen. But He's always been our God. But have we always allowed Him to be our God? To lead, guide, and help us. Israel's place in the counsel of God. Nobody could curse them. We go on, praise God, Balaam, you know, there's another, He takes him up again. And he shows them, praise God, and he says, now you can curse them. And he said, hey, listen, so I've tried to curse them, but I can't curse them. He looked out and he saw in chapter 24, Balaam saw them abiding in the tents. Amen. And he said, they ain't no way to seek after a chairman. And then Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel. And he said, you know what? He said, my eyes is opened up. Hey, I'm not blind no more. He said, I'm seeing things from up here that I'd never seen before. He said, I see the power of an awesome and an almighty God. Of course, you know the Arab Balaam, you know what he did. He said, Balaam, he said, you have no power. We have no power over this nation. No power. I can't curse them with the power of their God. It won't work. But you know what he did do? He said, they're separated himself unto God. He said, the only thing you can do, and this is the Arab Balaam, he said, the only thing you can do is try to get in and mess up their separation. Amen. Just infiltrate yourself. Now get the Moabites, praise God, and marry their men and get them to serving your gods. He said, that's the only thing. He said, that's the only way I know of you be ever get any results in this. He said, I can't curse them. I have no enchantments. I have no power on these people because they belong to God. Amen. You know what happened to Israel? It caused them to fall. They began to lose their separation. Listen, folks, we got to separate ourselves unto the Lord. Amen. The power of a holy and righteous God and the Holy Spirit. And seek His face and do His will and walk in His way. Israel's place in God's counsel. We've got a place in God's counsel. You and I have a place in God's counsel as well. Amen. And we need to walk with God as close as we can. Amen. And when things start getting worse, we don't run away from God. We run up close to God and get as close as you can get. Amen. And God's counsel, God's power, His character, His covenant, praise God, they all cover us up in that commandment He give, praise the Lord, from the portals of glory, that we are His and His alone. Amen.